In the last episode of What Have You Chosen? James and Louise, a young couple with everything that life could offer, great careers, luxurious house and the newest car, were driving quickly along a steep mountain road early on a cold, frosty morning. Suddenly, as James approached a hairpin corner, he lost control and the car began to slide.
He was travelling too fast. He applied the brakes, but too late. Suddenly, the car slewed sideways. James instinctively pushed harder on the brake pedal, but this only made things worse. Louise screamed as the car shot over the edge of the road and she grabbed the seat as the car hung in mid-air over a 90-metre drop. Then it plunged down the mountainside, striking rocks and trees on the way, ending as a crumpled, steaming wreck at the bottom. The next thing James and Louise knew, they were hovering above what remained of the car. They could see two lifeless bodies in the twisted metal. As they looked down, it gradually dawned on them that the bodies were theirs. They had been killed in the crash.
Why are we seeing this? If those are our bodies in the car, for us to see them, there must be life after death. Everyone who said there was nothing, just oblivion. They were wrong, and we've been fools to believe them. All we had, our new house, our car, everything we planned, our holidays in South America. It's all no use to us now.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to drive so fast. I just wanted to get some photos. And how stupid I was. I thought we had it so good, and that nothing would ever happen, and now in a few seconds, all we valued has vanished. For us, it doesn't exist anymore.
What's going to happen now?
As if in answer to their question, they suddenly sensed themselves being transported, as if through a mist of clouds, to another world. When they looked around, they found they were in a queue of people, men, women, and children of all nationalities and languages. The queue led to a big wall, the top of which went up as far as they could see. In the wall were two doors, a narrow one on the right and a much wider one on the left. Over the narrow door, there was a sign that read, "To Heaven." A similar sign over the wide door read, "To Hell." In front of the wall, between the doors, was a big table. On the table was a large book, and behind the table was a man dressed in glowing white. Somehow, they both knew he was an angel. As people got to the head of the queue, the angel asked their names and then searched the book. If their names were written there, the angel took a white robe from under the table and gave it to the person. The person put the white robe on, and then, shouting for joy, they ran to the door marked Heaven, which opened before them. As each one entered, James and Louise glimpsed beautiful colours inside and heard laughter and joyful singing as if from a party.
This is fantastic!
However, if a person's name was not written in the book, guards came and the person was taken, screaming and weeping, dragging their feet to the door marked Hell. As that door opened, all James and Louise could see was a blackness tinged with red, and they felt a sense of dread as they looked. From within came nothing but the sounds of crying and moaning. When James and Louise reached the front of the queue, they began to tremble as they approached the table.
Oh, I don't like this, Louise.
I'll hold on to my hand, James, and don't let it go.
Names, please.
James.
Louise.
James and Louise. I felt you were coming. Just a moment. I will look to see if your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
The Lamb's Book of Life? What's that? I've never heard of it.
It is the book mentioned in the Bible, in a section called Revelation. In chapter 21, verse 27, it says, "Nothing impure will ever enter into heaven, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Why do you have to have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Isn't God a God of love who won't reject anyone? Doesn't everyone go to heaven?
For everyone, their end times is when they die. Once you have died, everything is set in place. You had your opportunity to get it right, or perhaps I should say, get cleaned up, when you were living in the world. After death, it's too late. Look, God himself can explain this better than me. God, why do people have to be pure to be able to enter heaven?
Heaven is where I live. It is an exceptional place beyond your human imagination. I am extremely powerful, so powerful that I created the universe by just uttering a word. Because I am so powerful, I radiate an enormous amount of presence. Nobody who is impure can exist in my presence. Only those who are completely pure can come into my presence and live in heaven with me. It doesn't matter how much I love a person and want them to come into heaven. If they haven't been made pure, it is impossible for them to come in.
God, can you give us an earthly example so we can understand more easily?
Well, for instance, if you have a burning flame that is very hot, like the gas jet on a stove, and you bring a clear, pure piece of glass near it, the radiated heat from the flame will pass straight through it and the glass will be unaffected. On the other hand, if you bring an impure piece of glass, such as one that has been smeared or painted near a burning flame, the heat won't pass through the glass but will quickly heat it, and the glass will melt or shatter. It is the same when people come into my presence. Only people who have been made pure and whose names have been written in the Lamb's Book of Life can enter heaven and exist in my presence. There is no way impure people can be allowed to enter heaven.
What do you have to do? What do you have to do to be made pure and have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? I think I've tried to live a good life. I haven't deliberately hurt anyone. Is that enough?
Well, James has just asked a very, very important question. How do you get your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Tune in to the next episode to find out the answer. But if you can't wait until then, you can go to whatavyouchosen.com.au to get the booklet, CD, or MP3 download.